Welcome to Signal Intelligence. Today is Friday, June 12th, 2026. OpenAI and Anthropic both file confidential IPOs within days of each other. Both AI frontier labs filed confidential S-1 registrations with the SEC in the same week, signaling a race to public markets before year-end. Why it matters. Dual IPO filings by the two dominant AI model providers will force enterprise buyers to scrutinize vendor stability, pricing power, and lock-in risk far more rigorously than they have before. Reality check. Confidential filings reveal intent, not terms. Valuations, share structure, and governance details remain undisclosed, leaving significant uncertainty about how public accountability will reshape product roadmaps. GitHub Copilot drops, flat rate subscriptions, moves to token-based AI credits. What it is, every GitHub Copilot tier, from free to enterprise, migrated on June 1st to metered billing where one AI credit equals $0.01, replacing unlimited flat rate usage. Why it matters. Engineering teams that rely heavily on AI-assisted coding will now face variable monthly spend tied directly to model usage intensity, requiring new budget controls and consumption governance. Reality check. Enterprise customers have a promotional grace period through September 2026 with elevated credit pools, but once that window closes, organizations without usage tracking in place could face surprise cost spikes. Microsoft Build 2026. Seven in-house MAI models and WorkIQ APIs. Signal OpenAI decoupling. What it is, Microsoft launched its own MAI model family, including MAI Thinking 1 and MAI Code 1 Flash, the WorkIQ developer APIs going GA June 16th, Agent 365, and the Majorana 2 quantum chip, alongside the largest government AI contract in its history. Why it matters. Microsoft is building an independent AI stack that reduces its dependence on OpenAI, giving enterprise customers a vertically integrated Microsoft native option for agents, workplace intelligence, and inference. Reality check. Most flagship announcements, Agent 365, Project Solara, Majorana 2, are still in preview or experimental stages, meaning production readiness is months away and current GA value is narrower than the headline wave suggests. DXC Technology and Anthropic form multi-year global alliance for mission-critical AI. What it is, DXC Technology, a major enterprise IT services provider, announced a multi-year partnership with Anthropic to embed Claude models into mission-critical enterprise systems worldwide. Why it matters. The alliance is a strong signal that regulated industry IT outsourcers are moving beyond pilot programs and committing to AI at the infrastructure layer, particularly in sectors where reliability and safety compliance are non-negotiable. Reality check. Mission-critical partnerships in enterprise IT have historically taken 18 to 24 months to materialize into measurable production deployments. Early customer wins are yet to be disclosed. HSBC and MasterCard complete first end-to-end agentic B2B payment transaction. What it is. The two financial institutions completed a live pilot in Singapore on May 29th, in which an AI agent autonomously executed a full B2B procurement and payment cycle, from order creation to settlement, without human intervention. Why it matters. Autonomous agentic commerce at the payments layer is transitioning from proof of concept to real transaction infrastructure, with implications for enterprise treasury, procurement automation, and financial controls. Reality check. The pilot involved a controlled environment with a single multinational buyer. Broad deployment requires solving identity verification, liability allocation, and regulatory compliance for autonomous financial agents at scale. Apple expands foundation models. Framework at WWDC 2026. Now runs on Linux. What it is. Apple shipped 9 updates to its Foundation Models Developer Framework at WWDC 2026, adding multimodal capabilities, a Python SDK, provider-swappable architecture, and, notably, Linux support. Why it matters. By enabling the Foundation Models framework on Linux, Apple is opening its on-device inference stack to server-side and cross-platform enterprise workloads, not just Apple hardware, dramatically expanding the developer-addressable market. Reality check. The framework remains in beta through iOS 26 and macOS 26 release cycles. Production stability and enterprise support SLAs are unproven, and the Linux port is an early signal rather than a shipping product. Researchers train frontier-class foundation model from scratch for under $1,500. What it is? Researchers at Sapient developed HRM Text, a foundation model using a hierarchical recurrent model architecture instead of standard transformers, achieving competitive benchmark performance at an estimated training cost of approximately $1,500. Why it matters. If the architecture's sample efficiency claims hold at broader scale, it fundamentally undermines the assumption that frontier AI requires hundreds of millions in compute, potentially enabling domain-specific enterprise model training that was previously cost-prohibitive. Reality check. Benchmark performance in controlled evaluations does not guarantee real-world generalization. The model's behavior on enterprise-grade tasks like compliance logic and document reasoning at scale has not yet been independently validated. MasterCard launches, agent pay for machines, payments infrastructure built for AI agents. What it is, MasterCard formally announced agent pay for machines, a payment infrastructure layer designed specifically for AI agents to conduct transactions on behalf of businesses. Why it matters. A major payments network building dedicated rails for non-human transaction principles signals that agentic commerce is moving toward standardized financial infrastructure, a prerequisite for enterprise adoption at volume. Reality check. Agent identity, delegated authorization frameworks, and dispute resolution for agent-initiated transactions remain open standards problems. Adoption will track regulatory clarity as much as technical readiness.